So it's 2026, and you might be thinking, I got to get out of here. I need a little trip, whether that be warm, whether that be ski related. Yep. I don't know. I've been thinking about it, though.
Have you?
Uh-huh. Need a little break.
Need a little break.
But, you know, what are the cool new spots to go to? Let's ask Adrian Woodland, public relations program consultant at AAA. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
So, you know, let's talk about 2026 travel. Where should we be going?
Yeah, so winter travel is definitely in. Coolcations are the new thing. We're seeing strong winter travel, especially for things like skiing, snowshoeing, and cozy weekend getaways. And, of course, we have plenty of places to go here in the state of Michigan.
And you know, and talk about, what are some destinations that might surprise folks? Because when people hear cool places to travel, they often think about expensive or it being far away. There are some great trips that don't require a passport or a huge budget.
Yeah, you know, Michigan is one of those places. Michigan actually ranks second in the nation for the most ski areas, with more than 40 ski destinations across the upper and the lower peninsula. Popular ski spots like Boyne Mountain Resort and Crystal Mountain offer both family-friendly slopes and winter activities. And beyond skiing, Michigan hosts several winter festivals throughout January and February, like the Alpena Ice Festival and the Michigan Ice Festival in Munising.
You know, one of the places that I have not been in Michigan that it's on my list is Leland. And like Fishtown, I have not been there.
People love it.
I know. And it looks like such a cool, unique place. I haven't been. So that's on my list of a place to visit too.
Yeah, there's so many great places to visit throughout the state, even, you know, during this time of year.
So what's like a good spot nationally that people go, like maybe even underrated a bit? Everybody wants to go to, you know, Phoenix or Florida or, you know, places like that.
California.
But, like, is there, like, an underrated place, an up-and-coming place that people should check out?
Yeah, so, you know, Michiganders love to head to warmer weather states for a winter getaway. And, of course, you know, Florida's Gulf Coast is really popular. Places like Clearwater, Sarasota, and Naples are popular choices. But for those that want even bigger, you know, snow adventures and mountains, Colorado ski towns like Breckenridge and Vail are popular picks for a more elevated winter sports experience.
You know, social media has changed how people travel as well. Are there destinations that kind of, you know, look great online but don't always live up to the hype, and others that kind of quietly over-deliver?
That's one of the reasons it's really important, you know, when you're planning your trips, that you work with a trusted travel agent, because they can actually help really curate trips that fit with what you're looking for within your budget, and then they can kind of go through the pitfalls of the unknown and kind of get you to places that you'll really enjoy, and it'll be a really comfortable experience.
All right, how about internationally? Where are we going?
So there's all kinds of international trends. What we're seeing now is we're seeing a surge in travelers exploring their family heritage. And Italy is definitely leading the way for one of those places. Folks are going to smaller towns and remote villages. They're becoming hotspots as families seek to reconnect with their roots. You can also expect interest in Italy to grow even more following the Winter Olympics next month, which typically boosts global travel curiosity. Getaways to Mexico are always popular. And then river cruising is year-round in Europe now, and European river cruising offers a relaxed and immersive way to explore multiple destinations without the stress of frequent travel days. And, of course, cruising, ocean cruising stays popular. And, again, there's the growing interest in river cruises.
All right, I'm excited to go somewhere. Adrian Woodland, thank you so much.
Thanks.